All right. Come on up with the buckets. Let's leave them a little bit of money for the next offering. All right, all right. Let's have a seat, kids. Okay. All right, everybody, look at here for a second. Guys, look over here. You see that guy right there? You see the other one next to him? You see these big guys right here? This is my security team. We don't want to have to tackle anybody down. So sit still and listen to the story, okay? We had a runaway. Bring him back. All right. Now listen, I hope you guys packed a lunch because I didn't rehearse the story and I ended up with 2 pages. All right. Okay, who knows what is happening next week? Is this Paz or Charlie Jr.? Pax. What's next week? What's next week? What's happening next week? I'm about to tell you then. You know?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
You see them attacking me? Security. Security. Tell you, man, I needed the team. Okay. Our scripture today is from 1 Corinthians 16:34. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. How long does Jesus love you?
Forever.
Is Jesus good?
Yes.
Should we give thanks to Jesus?
Yes.
Okay, everybody's on the same page. That's good. Next week, Thursday, is Thanksgiving. Look at that grin on... Oh, man. Look at that grin on William's face. Why is that special? Why is Thanksgiving special? Because no school... A lot of food, a lot of desserts. It's a long list of desserts. What do you want as your dessert? Oreo cookie pie? We can handle that. Okay.
Vanilla ice cream?
You get vanilla ice cream on Thanksgiving. There's a good chance of it. Didn't mean to lock you into anything there. All right. What do you think it means to be thankful? Pumpkin pie? Okay. Tell me something that you are thankful for today.
Jesus.
Jesus. He took the universal answer. What are you thankful for?
My mom.
Mom, okay. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my mom.
Mom.
Thank you for my dad.
Okay.
Thankful for my dad.
Dad, okay. Save some of that thanks, okay? All right. We're thankful for a lot. We're thankful for Jesus, for mom, for dad. Anybody thankful for a brother?
Yes.
Most of the times.
Yes.
Okay. Is God good? Who believes that God loves them? Who believes Jesus loves them? That's right. Who believes that Jesus loves them forever? Anyone of you guys been around forever? I'll tell you, it's a long time. I've been around for almost forever. Look at me. Been a while. Can you think of anybody in the Bible who was really thankful? Yeah, I wasn't expecting a pop quiz, huh? Who in the Bible was really thankful?
Samuel.
Samuel. Okay. Now watch out for this one. Who in the Bible was really thankful?
David.
David. Listen, he wrote a big old book of all kinds of thank yous to Jesus. All over the book of Psalms. Look, we're halfway through the sermon. Hang with me just a few more minutes. David wrote so many psalms of thankfulness. Psalms 9:1 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with what? All my heart. Yes. I will tell of your wonderful what? Your wonderful deeds. That's what David said all the time. How about Daniel? Anybody ever been to the zoo? Okay, which one of you guys fell into the lion's cage? You did not. You might have. You might have scared some lions. So listen, Daniel decided to listen to Jesus instead of the king, and the king threw him in a den full of lions. And listen, if you've ever been to the zoo and you heard them, if you get close enough, their breath might scare you more. But they scare you. And throw Daniel in there. They start going after him. Everybody's coming for Daniel. And all of a sudden,
meow, meow.
That's all they can say because Jesus sent an angel and stopped all of them because he loved Daniel and he wanted to protect Daniel the same way he loves all of you and wants to protect you. Is that right? We got a lion right here. A lot of God's people have shown their thanks to him. People like, are they stoning me? People like Moses. People like Paul and Jonah. Which one of you guys got swallowed by a whale? You did not get swallowed by a whale. Jonah got swallowed by a whale. And I'll tell you what, the day before that, the whale had lunch, a whole bunch of tuna. Can you imagine what it smelled like when he was swallowed up by that whale? Awful. But God delivered him, God spared his life, and he was thankful. So, remember, as we wrap up now, I'm sorry, Charlie, I'm doing my best. I'm hurried. Remember to be thankful, not just on Thursday when you get a bunch of food and sweets, but every day be thankful. Be thankful for your parents. Be thankful for your teachers. Be thankful for your brother, even when he's mean, and your sister. Okay? All right. But what's the most important thing to be thankful for, everybody? For Jesus and for the gift that he gave us, the gift of salvation. All right, let's have a quick word of prayer so I can get you guys back before my security guard have to wrestle you down. Okay. Jesus, we thank you this morning for the willing hearts that are here today worshiping you and serving you. We pray that you will bless all of these little ones in the coming days and weeks. Protect them as they learn of you, as they grow. Keep them safe. In Jesus' name, amen.